Pierre Lumumba here at the Swara Acacia, which is situated in Athi River in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya. And today we talk about a subject that is very contemporary, African sports. And in order to appreciate African sports, it is important to ask ourselves, what contribution do Africans make in the sporting world in its very diverse dimensions? Whether it is in boxing, it is athletics, it is gymnastics, and sports understood in its widest sense. With a population of nearly 1.5 billion, one expects that African countries should play a very prominent role in international sports. And indeed, they do. But they do so in very interesting ways. If you take athletics, for example, across the world, when you have our sporting men and women competing in different ways and in different countries, you find them in European countries representing France, representing the United Kingdom, representing Spain, representing the Arab world in Bahrain, representing Qatar, representing the United States of America. And the question is, why do they do so in the athletics world? In football, if you look at the European leagues, particularly the leagues in the United Kingdom, the leagues in Italy, the leagues in Spain, you once again find Africans playing football in those leagues and therefore making a prominent contribution. If you go to the marathon circuit in the Western world or in the United States of America, and a lot more recently in China, Japan, and even South Korea, you find African athletes in those spaces. You look at the Diamond Leagues, which are largely run in the European countries, you find African athletes. And yet, there is a sense in which African countries do not benefit from those spaces in terms of the commercialization of sports. And sports must be understood very broadly. The question, therefore, that we must ask is, why is it that African countries are not benefiting from sports in the manner that they should? And there are a number of reasons. Number one is investment in sports. Do African governments invest in sports? No, very minimally. Yet, ironically and paradoxically at once, there is not a single African country that does not have a ministry for sports. And you look at African countries, major African countries such as Nigeria, whose sporting men and women are to be found outside of the continent in the United Kingdom and in different spaces, yet at home, when there are competitions, Nigerians are not represented by men and women who work and are trained in Nigeria. You'll find some of them to have been trained in the United States under the collegiate system, because notwithstanding that we have ministries of sport, the investment in those areas is very minimal. And you can say that of Ghana, which is another major country, which in the early days used to be renowned for producing short distance athletes, but that has now disappeared. When you come to the eastern part of Africa, you have athletes from Kenya who are renowned in the marathon space, who are renowned in the long distance spaces. And you have Ethiopians who are renowned in the same long distance spaces. But if you look very carefully, you will discover that the individuals who are involved in these spaces are, as athletes, number one, they train under the guidance of European managers, agents, and coaches, notwithstanding that you have ministries of sport and governments which say that they are interested in promoting sports. So in that regard, you find that many African countries do not derive their benefit from the sports in as much as they should do. The question then is, beyond investment, what is the other problem that bedevils African sports? It has been said that Corruption is one of the issues. We have heard testimonies from athletes in different countries who say, when I wanted to participate in sports in my country, I was not allowed to do so by the sporting associations unless I paid money. Then the Bahrain government came, then the Qatari government came, and they offered to build my mother or my parents a house, and I chose to change my citizenship from Bahrain. And I went to Bahrain, I now fly the Bahraini flag. I went to Qatar, I'm now flying the flag of Qatar. The third thing outside of corruption in African sporting arena is in another, is yet another debilitating factor, that of the absence of commercialization of sports. Let us take football. You went to Ghana, you had clubs such as Asante Kotoko. When you went to Zimbabwe, you had clubs which you went to, Mufulira Wanderers, Zamalek of Egypt, and many others. Yet somehow, in the footballing space, there is no commercialization of football. And what Africans are therefore doing is to focus their attention on the English league or the Italian league or the Spanish league or the Portuguese league or the Saudi Arabia league or indeed the Japanese league. And I'm told they now even look at the South Korean league. In other words, what we are seeing is what can mildly be described as sporting colonization. Why do I call it sporting colonization? I call it sporting colonization because talent hunters from Europe come to the continent of Africa and hunt young people at the ages of 9 and then take them away to the academies in Italy, to the academies in the United Kingdom, to academies in Spain, and then they are incubated. And by the time they are of the age that they can make a decision, they have been made nationals of those countries. And when you see the World Cup and you see the French team, you could as well say that it is the United Nations of Africa that you are talking about. And this sporting colonization has arisen because African governments do not invest in sports, with the consequence that young people literally have no choice but to go out there and to look for opportunities which will help them commercially and also help them to develop their talent. The other thing that afflicts African sport is that African sport has remained very traditional. So that our focus in Africa is athletics. We are either doing the 800 meters or the steeplechase or the 1,500 meters. We do not recognize that you can have sporting in areas such as gymnastics. We do not recognize that we can have talent in the swimming arena. We do not recognize that we can have talent in the field games. The net effect is that Africa is not enjoying the dividends of sport, and we are not enjoying the dividends of the commercialization of sport. If you look at some of the European leagues, let's look at football, for example, and you look at the amount of money that is generated annually by the British League, is bigger than the GDP of some countries. It is bigger. The English League generates more money than the GDP of Burundi, the GDP of Lesotho, the GDP of Equatorial Guinea, the GDP of Eswatini. And you can say that also of the Spanish League, which tells you that if there was greater organization, sports could be a major contributor to the economies of African countries. The clarion call, therefore, is that African countries, in their quest to give pride of place to sport, so that it is not only recreational, but it is also commercial, must now begin to look at sports from a totally different angle. It is very interesting that when we have African events, take for example, if you have the All African Games, the investment of African governments is very minimal. The enthusiasm of African athletes is also very minimal because the compensation that they receive is equally minimal and does not energize or encourage young Africans to participate in sports. It is also noteworthy that if you look at the facilities that are available for sportsmen and women, sometimes they are very rudimentary. In the early days, for example, there were quite a number of Africans who were very active in the boxing sector or in the weightlifting sector. But what has happened over the years, because of minimal investment in these areas, we have many of these individuals running away to countries which can offer them opportunity. And in the recent past, I've seen something that is very interesting. Quite a number of institutions outside of the continent of Africa are offering education scholarships that are pegged on sports, so that you are admitted at a university in the United States of America, you are admitted at a university in the United Kingdom, you are admitted at a university in China or in Japan or in Korea, because you are a sports person and you are going to make a contribution, because even collegiate sports in some parts of the world is also a money spinner. Going forward, therefore, sports is one of the areas that I think African countries should unite and ensure that they are encouraged. It is not lost on me that we have tournaments of different kinds which are regional, and they are conducted in Western Africa or Southern Africa or Eastern Africa and Central Africa. And of course, we have the All African Games, and we also have participation in football. But Africa should now deliberately try to ensure that before you go to the World Champions, before you go to the Olympics, you have a mini Olympics under the aegis of African Union, which will enable African sportsmen and women to hone their talents. And this requires that there is investment. In fact, one of the suggestions that I would boldly make, that African government should deliberately try to ensure that at least 2% of their GDP is invested in sports, for the commercial aspect of it, for the recreational aspect of it, for the health aspect of it, and for the mental aspect of it. Otherwise, this sports colonization will continue to the detriment of Africa, and it will continue to erode patriotism. Sometimes it is very interesting when an individual who spends 90% of their time in African countries, when there is a sports competition, suddenly they are wearing the sports jersey of another country. And when they win, it is the national anthem of that country that is played. And I think that this idea that African athletes are bought like you buy horses is something that should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much. We continue with our discussion and conversations about the continent of Africa, but we'll come again to continue with these interesting conversations about the mother continent.